when we're not looking at every student and saying, okay, what is that potential? Do they learn visually? Do they learn by doing things? Do they learn by listening? And getting them the information and figuring out, how do we maximize that student? Yes, there's 20, 30, 40 students in there. And there might be, I think one of the Durham schools, someone's told me, had 47 different languages in there. How do we manage all that? We have tools, we have resources, we have technology, but we don't seem to be harnessing that.
Right. Well, and I also think that's where school choice comes in. This is an issue that divides Republicans and Democrats. Interestingly enough, the school choice or the charter school movement started with President Obama. He was a big believer in the power of charter schools to lift people out of poverty. And our Race to the Top grant that we received in 2010 actually mandated that we do charter school expansion in North Carolina. And so I think that when I think about school choice and some of the issues that you just mentioned, Lee, I think about how if a school is not meeting the needs of my child, I'm going to look elsewhere.
Right.
And I would have the option of paying for a private school that may better suit the needs of my child. But if I'm economically disadvantaged, I don't have those options. And so charter schools that are neighborhood schools are often able to give families a way out of perhaps a school that has been failing for generations.
You know, I was at a nail salon one day, and we got onto the subject of busing students and moving schools not in their neighborhood and things. And so I said, well, you know, they need to get in a better neighborhood, and they need their parents involved. I said, yeah, but if I'm busing a student an hour away from home, and they're chances are, if they're low income, their parents can't spend an hour or 2 hours or 3 hours on the bus to get across town because they don't have the car. They don't have the get money for the gas.
Yes.
Or they can't take the time off from their minimum wage job to do things at the school. So the more we have neighborhood schools, the more we have options and homeschooling. I mean, I see more and more of my friends homeschooling their kids, even their grandchildren.
Wow.
And so why? Well, they didn't want to bus somewhere. They wanted more control of the curriculum. The kids learn differently.
Yeah.
You know, there's just all of these different things. And so they look at the online schools, the free ones, the private ones, the all these different options we have. But so many people don't have those options. They don't have internet and computers in their home.
Right.
They can't stay home with their kids to homeschool. There aren't enough charter schools. There's all of these different things. And so the lower your income and the more disadvantaged, the less options you're given if you start eliminating access to charter schools and things like that.
I can customize a salad at Panera, but I cannot customize my child's education.
Right.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There are unintended consequences of everything that we try in education, right? And the more choice we have, the more likely those unintended consequences will not have as large an impact.